Top of the morning, everybody, and welcome to SEN Summer Breakfast. It is the 25th day of November, Thursday morning here in the McCafe menu. Locked and Lotus for us to work our way through this morning. So we're inside a fortnight now to go until the first Ashes test up at the Gabba. So to set the scene a little bit further, we're going to cross over to the UK to chat with a former England spinner. This man's a legend, a veteran of 64 tests, and one of the great characters, John Embry. Can't wait to have a chat to him. Melbourne Victory goalkeeper, the new shot stopper down there under Tony Popovich is Ivan Kalava. He's going to join us at 7:40. Ben Hobbs, drafted by the Bombers with pick 13 last night. The ENS open line, 1300 736 736. The temper text as well, of course, 0433 98 11 16. The draft, well, at least the first round of it has been completed, and a man who was, he was my pick one last night. He was absolutely extraordinary. Yeah, he had humour. He had gravitas. Yeah. He had the drama. He had the light and the shade. David King.
It was a good night, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it.
I thought the draft went really well. Everyone complains. Everyone's got a complaint. Some people wanted the whole thing to be finished last night. They wanted the picks to be read quicker. That's just the process, isn't it? It was a pretty brief night in the end.
Nice navy suit from you, and you started strong in front of the, call it the big screen. What's it called? The wall?
The big wall there,
whatever it is, the rebranded war room, which we're not allowed to talk about that anymore. And you had a touch of drama about you as well. You said tonight is everything for these football clubs.
Don't you think? When you look at the numbers, and I'm a numbers guy, 13 to 14 is the average top 30 picks involved in premiership teams over the last decade. So if you get your first two picks in the draft wrong, it's a massive disadvantage.
What time will Ben Hobbs be on? He'll be on at 8:40 or thereabouts.
We're going pretty hard to get Jason Horne-Francis. I mean, let's put this on the table.
Put it out there. Right? Come on.
The kid's gone number one. There hasn't been a lot of positive news out of the Kangas for the last few years.
You're irritated this morning.
Let's be frank. It's not that hard to do an interview at 8 a.m.
It would be
the
nice
day
to,
after going pick one.
It would be nice to have him on.
Be nice.
North's first ever pick one. History-making moment last night. We'll get to that moment,
Get him on.
He's had a few early hurdles, hasn't he, the kid? A few of them outside of his own control. We'll get to them as well. But so you had the drama. You
good.
Had your, you
good
had your top 12s, which was a nice touch. Who was closest to the pin on your top 12s?
Haven't reviewed.
Haven't looked.
Haven't
so
looked
not you that. Then.
No, but the idea of ours wasn't to try and get it right.
Oh.
It was to try and
oh, your top 12.
Yeah, how would you have them?
What about Shifter's top 12? So you unveiled that. He had 50 names there.
Shifter.
He couldn't get a top 12 out of him? He couldn't separate him?
Shifter did his top 40 in the paper last week, and he did them in alphabetical order, so not upset anyone.
When you're the parent, when you're the proud parent, you can't play favourites with your kids.
I love Shifter. And I tell you what, he a name gets read out, bang, he's all over it. So that's all you ask for. A bit of credit too. Can we give a little sort of polish to our man Cal Toomey, who was with us, kind enough to come on yesterday.
He was. He did well with his Phantom.
He did better than well.
You might have mentioned to him yesterday that live trading makes it. It's landmines everywhere.
He can't. There's no way he could ever get 20 out of 20. It's just physically impossible.
I think the only one that caught him out was pick 10. Was it? Is it Matthew Johnson? He had.
Yeah.
It was a local product. They ended up going up.
He was
Neil
always
Erasmus.
Threatening to be a slider, Matthew. So he sort of declared that himself, Cal.
So he might go start of the second round tonight, but Neil Erasmus ended up going at pick 10. But otherwise, he nailed him. Absolutely nailed him.
He did a great job. And it's in a time where teams are not prepared anymore to tell you who they're picking up because they want to be able to, if they see a threat coming for that player, they'll up trade or get forward of that pick, which we saw the Port Adelaide Football Club do with West Coast about pick 12 last night.
So I'm there on the couch and I'm watching it all, and you've started very strongly. You've set the scene perfectly. And then the Kangas are there looking magnificent. The first pick ever, a big moment. Even the coach is there, David Noble. He's got the test result back. It's all set up. And I'm thinking, what is the delay? And then trade is in. Trade? And then there was another trade. There was actually a three-way trade before they even got to make their pick. Geelong with the Dogs and then North and the Dogs to prepare, obviously, the ladder for the Sam Darcy bid that came from GWS. So there was a delay. Finally, it happens. No surprise. It's Jason Horne, Francis Kingy. But then I'm thinking,
geez, he hasn't given a lot. They've crossed to him and he's stone-faced. And then as he later explained to you, their TV had pooped itself.
Yeah.
And he didn't know he'd been taken at number one. And it wasn't until his manager passed him the phone that being on the internet is on delay. So it was all sorts of mess going on over there. When the pick was done and the camera went back to him, he was thrilled, as you can expect. And then the nice touch, I thought, was Malcolm Blight, Hall of Fame legend, giving him a North Melbourne jumper with number
Snap.
Six. Yeah. At the Cathedral Hotel over there in Adelaide.
He would have given him a few stories, wouldn't he, Blighty?
Regaled him with
a few. The bandwagon has got M. Blight on it.
Yeah. He actually has just shaken Blighty in the last half an hour.
I liked it. Let's go out to Steffa because he's called in early doors on Benny Hobbs, who's a bomber, and will join us a little bit later on in the show. Welcome, Steph.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Pleasure.
I hope you have a fantastic day. So, yeah, I had a look into Ben Hobbs after we picked him up, and I reckon he looks really good. He looks really tough, and I think the way we recruited last year with our key pillars in Cox and Reed, because I do believe Cox will be used as a key pillar down the track, and then Perkins on the outside, I think we've really set up well. On the Essendon forums, there's been a bit of negativity that we should have taken Goda.
Really?
But, yeah, everyone on the Essendon forums, there's about three or four, especially a podcast as well. Everyone's already jumped off him, and I'm like, come on, guys. No one in the AFL's even taken Goda yet.
That's unfortunate that people find a way to be negative. This guy was supposed to go pick 6, 7, or 8, Ben Hobbs. So to slide down to, I think, 13, were they 13, isn't it? Not sure what number they were, but they were around.
13, yeah.
13. That's what they were.
Hutto's right.
Yeah. So to get a player of that quality is a terrific guy. Look, I don't understand how people can be negative day one. Give the kids a chance. Just let them show us their wares over the next couple of years.
So we've got our first round done. There wasn't exactly the live sort of trading drama and chaos that perhaps we might have anticipated.
It's coming.
So, yeah, it's probably coming now. So before the Suns got MacAndrew at 5, there was another pick swap with Collingwood to get 36 for 48. So that was North Melbourne. So the Roos ended up turning 120, 42 and 47 into Horn Francis, 22, 34 and 37. And as you pointed out, off-air King, they got Jacob Edwards mid-year as well. So 22.
Who would have been top 10, they're saying.
Was highly rated indeed. So 22 is a valuable one, really. Second pick tonight. So Freo goes first. But if they do go with Matty Johnson, that other clubs could come for that pick 22. And then Port Adelaide and West Coast did a deal as well. So the Eagles swap what was 12 for 14, and West Coast got an extra second rounder next year.
The Kangaroos may never lose another clearance. If Cunnington can get himself back, and we wish him a bit of luck during the off-season. Cunnington, Simkin, LDU, Horn Francis. We may never lose another clearance.
So looking forward to having a chat to Benny Hobbs as well. So that's a draft. We'll delve into that right throughout the morning. GWS bid on Sam Darcy is expected. He got to the Dogs, third-generation Darcy. Great story.
What about the Shocks? Like there were bolters that we had sort of in the 40s that went, under 20.
Yeah, but there's also the other way. There's some good players still on the table.
Wow, this is the beauty. I think tonight you'll see this first pick from Fremantle. Remember the trades were getting done and everyone was after Fremantle's first pick of the second round?
Mm.
Do you remember? And they wouldn't part with it?
Yep.
I think it was trying to be part of the Chera deal, was it? They wanted some sort of pick swap with that pick, because the value of this pick overnight has gone through.
Oh, we're
the
talking
roof.
Jordan Clark. This is a Jordan Clark holdup with Fremantle. Yep.
Clark was it?
Yep,
okay.
It was.
So Geelong wanted that pick clearly because they would be offered at minimum a future second round for that pick and a little slide. So Freo go down, say half a dozen selections, and get a future second round next year. That's a big lick of the ice cream. So Kangaroos pick is straight after that, so let's see where it goes today. But it'll be interesting to see whether Fremantle decide that one of those half a dozen sliders, and you're talking about guys like Roberts and the names escape me now. It's been a long night.
A lot of sliders.
There's about half a dozen guys that were supposed to go in the top dozen players or 15 players that are still there. So let's see what Freo do.
What time are you on tonight? Tommy buttering up?
No, I'm around on one night only.
Shouldering arms tonight?
Yeah, shouldering arms.
Okay.
Lee Montagna in tonight.
Drew has texted, no matter what happens, Collingwood has won the draft. Dacos at pick four was a steal. Indeed he was. He went, that's just perfect for Collingwood, who didn't have to part with too much in the end. Right, Kingy, let's check.
Did you see the interview with Darcy Wilmot?
Yes, I've written it down.
Is that the best interview of the year?
How was Darcy Wilmot?
I loved it.
I'm glad you mentioned it. I wrote it down. He was mobbed. I didn't think he was going to be suffocated there for a while.
Good.
How was the stacks on?
And he says, all right, here, I'm going to have a couple of Pepsi Maxes.
Oh, he was loose, wasn't he?
I reckon Fags is going, okay.
Do you reckon Dom Ambrosio and Fags are thinking, oh, boy, what have we done? Oh, boy.
We're in a welfare problem here.
What have we done here? How's his group of mates?
He's a great story. He's a kid that's had to do it the hard way and...
Oh,
I think it's just going to be fantastic. Those sort of players, I mean, he's like a young version of Mitch Robinson. You know, like he's going to be so energetic and that infectious nature. It's going to permeate through that group up north.
He went with pick 16 in the end. Mark from Fitzroy's reminded us. This is Ramble Slot, Kingy. No sport or draft talk. All right, we'll park it. Sorry, Mark. We'll park it for the time being. And I'm glad you did because we've got a real concern.
A
real concern, a real mystery, a classic whodunit. The victim is the felt on a very, very fine piece of billiard ware on the Mornington Peninsula. In fact, the seaside hamlet of Sorrento has been turned upside down by this. A disturbing case, a quiet town. These sort of things don't happen here. And Kingy and your crew, you seem so nice when you came in and you've left with a stained piece of felt that the Airbnb owners are coming for after a big weekend, and they want to be compensated to the tune of, my sources tell me, $1,500, King.
Who's your source?
You. Oh. $1,500. Have we got the appropriate investigative music that we need
go
for this case?
Go to war with you. Who's your source? You.
So, no, I've made other calls. In fact, I might have spoken to a couple of other attendees yesterday. Now, the poor old sap who's got his credit card down, there's always got to be someone who has to put their name up, put their proverbials on the block and put your numbers down. And that's our friend Johnny Ralph at the Herald Sun. So someone has to. So he's got the hot potato at the moment. Is he trying to pass the hot potato or is he taking responsibility?
Tell you what, he's very nervous with the hot potato, I can tell you. He's not a good hot potato handler. He's found himself in an awkward situation. Let's just call this person John, no H. His name is on the booking, so the care factor for the rest of us has dropped significantly.
Has it? Yeah. Is he one in all in sort of approach?
We're sort of feeling like it's his problem to sort out now.
So the bill you've been quoted somewhere around $1,500.
Well, there's a dispute over this.
What happened?
I can't talk. There's legal action pending.
What actually happened though? Because there was a stain on the felt, so someone left a drink on the pool table.
You think you are like
no?
You
what's
do,
happened?
You do think you're
I'm
like
just asking
Miss
the question.
Marple or, no. or
Angela Lansbury,
Clouseau or Columbo.
One more question, sir.
You're more like
one more question.
You're more like Johnny English.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I have no idea. We didn't. I reckon we played three games of pool.
Someone's
in midday.
Someone's clearly put.
No, there's no
a drink
clearlies.
On the table.
There's no clearlies.
No, you're denying that. Deny until you die.
Well, yeah, I'm denying.
Got me thinking though. After conversing with poor old Johnny Ralph, whose credit card is on the block, and he
very
is
nervous.
Ultimately up for very, very nervous.
He'll be grey by midday today.
He'll fold quickly, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
When has this sort of thing come back to bite you? You know, you've put your you know what on the line and your credit card, and it has blown up in your face. One of your mates is stuffed up, and you're the point of call. Your money's up for grabs, if you like. When has it come back to bite you?
It's your credit rating now, isn't it?
Yes.
You were talking about this earlier.
This has got
Inspector.
Me before. When I applied for a loan years ago for my first house, there was some, I can't remember exactly what happened, but they said, no, there's an issue. There's an anomaly. There's an outstanding balance.
A warrant or something.
What? And it went all the way back to my uni days, some bill that was outstanding that hadn't been done, and they hold it against you for years and years and years. So sometimes not until you apply for those sort of things where it catches up with you. So when does it come back to buy you? Could have been a schoolies trip, footy trip, weekend away with mates, a golf trip, a fishing trip, whatever it might be. When has someone done something they shouldn't have? In the wee hours of the morning, perhaps?
This is why you've got to really assess who you're taking with you, okay? And look, I'm not going to – there'll be ramifications with our group regarding said felt issue. Which we're still not confirming nor denying.
This isn't going away, is it, this felt issue? The Champions League, we're not done here either, by the way, Kingy. One more question.
How much do you think $1,600 is too much for a felt issue.
I don't have, never had a pool table. So when you damage the felt, rip it or
we
stain it.
We ripped it. It's, there's a little mark on it.
Oh, so now you're conceding there's a mark.
I'm saying there's something there.
Geez, you're folding quickly under pressure.
I'm not saying John or his
You know who did it, don't
I'm
you?
I'm not saying John or his party.
You do know who did it. His party. You're in that party.
His party.
John's, was it you?
John's name is on the booking. And John will answer these questions.
Champions League, we're underway again today. A couple of early games. Ajax 2, Besiktas 1. Inter Milan doing it easily against Shakhtar Donetsk 2-0. I did not.
When will you learn, man?
We got Man City up.
You've ruined your track record.
Man City up a little bit later. Spoiler alert. Man City up against PSG later. Liverpool FC Porto as well. Atletico Madrid up against AC Milan. Can't wait for all of those. Right, we're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards. Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au and Country Racing Victoria. We're back racing strong again. Visit country.racing.com.
Now's the time to out your mates that have let you down on a trip away or have cost you money. Get onto us now. Text or call in.
1300 736 736. We'll hear from you next.
The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Summer breakfast.
Oh, yes. The seaside hamlet in the grip of a real whodunit. I've got the suspicion that Kingy could fold quickly and rat out on his mates under intense questioning down there at the Serrano Police Department.
I know nothing of these people you speak about.
Now, for our best caller or texter this morning, a $200... Geez, we've come hard with the gifts this week. A $200 Chemist Warehouse voucher. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Got another hoodie, another water bottle valued at $50, all thanks to Bright in Australia's premier riding destination, Ride High Country. And a slab of Urban Myth, if you don't mind. A new alcohol-free beer by Urban Alley. They can do everything, Urban Alley. Urban Myth, no alcohol, pale ale. Make sure you get a hold of it this summer. And don't forget, of course, our Caller of the Year, where you could win a 2021 Toyota Hilux Rugged X. Valued at over 75 grand, My Toyota is your destination for discounted fuel. Make sure you download today. So we asked the question, Kingy, inspired by poor old Johnny Ralph of the Herald Sun and Fox Sports, who put his name up. It's okay. I've spoken to Johnny. Put his name up as the guarantor. Had his credit card there.
Unbeknownst to John, the guarantor.
And the Airbnb people are chasing some compensation for the felt that's been stained down there. So when has this come back to buy? Actually, Brendan's texting. I'd be requesting camera footage of said felt staining before handing over any money. So that's one to keep an eye on. Kingy, is there any proof that it wasn't like that before you got there?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Mm.
So look, to be honest, my interest levels have dropped right off since I realised that John's name was...
Byron says Ralphie might be doing some reversing with this one.
Oh, no. Yep. Yeah.
End of season cricket trip to Moama. The boys partied a bit loud and a bit too late. I woke up to a smashed car windscreen from the locals, aired in Melton. They didn't like it too much out there.
There's lots coming through here.
There's been a few.
Some financial disputes.
What about Maddie in Sydney? This might be the worst. Boys, I rented a house with my brother in my name. 2 years later, I moved out with the missus and my brother stayed. The house burnt to the ground after candles were left on after a party. The house was insured, but the gap was $15,000. He was at uni with no money. I could have killed him.
15 grand?
15K.
And that would have been a while ago too.
Yeah.
When 15's probably 30 now. That's a kick in the guts. My brother burnt down a house that we were renting. When we moved to Melbourne from just out of Kilmore, we were insured for about 4 months with the old Catholic insurance,
right?
Which cost us about $80 a year. It cost them 60 grand in 12 months. The Catholics don't like us too much.
They still going? Hey, boys, I had a mate who got knocked back from a home loan who had an unpaid rental at Blockbuster. That's the sort of stuff that can come back to nibble.
Was that yours? Did you have was it a Blockbuster?
I can't remember. It might have been something as simple as that. It was something absolutely pitifully small. You boys need to play the Naked Gum theme song with your detective work. I like it, Adrian.
You need the Johnny English.
Well, what? We might do that because we do have another mystery.
What's another mystery? Yes.
Your missing cat. You're missing
Can
cat.
Can I give you the story about the cat?
Yeah, because you tweeted this a while back. I meant to ask you this.
Well, you do this stuff for your kids, don't you? When your kids say, Dad.
So before you get going, and the news is coming up, but your tweet was a couple of weeks ago now.
Real quick.
Lost cat notice, missing in Essendon. Area is Essendon area. Name Paddy, 7-year-old Burmese. Kids devastated. If anyone sights him or chooses to return him, please make contact. Please refrain from cheap shots on this one. Yeah. Did they adhere to that?
No, they didn't. But that's okay.
Right.
Each to their own. We blocked those guys. About 8 years ago, kids wanted a cat. So you look after the kids. Bought this beautiful Burmese thing, little kitten. 6 months later, gone, missing. Right? Been missing for 6 years. Start of this year, phone call. Your cat's at the Epping Vets here. We've run our little wand over the scanner here, the chip. Would you like to come and pick up your cat? The kids are wondering what cat they're talking about. Cat had been missing for 6 years.
What?
So they went up there and picked up this cat. Clearly it was the original. It had been back with them for 6 months, and it's gone again. So I need you to do your CSI stuff and find this cat for me. So when the kids say, can you look? I said, look, it's gone. It's gone. So they've had a cat that's...
Heartache twice.
The cat would be eight years old now, and they've had it for a combined total of about 9 months. Yeah, it was the worst $1,000 spend of all
it's
time.
It's clearly gone back to its quasi home, its other home.
Well, it hasn't.
Its new home.
It hasn't just returned to the new home. I think the said people, this is why I need you to investigate.
All right.
I think they've come and stolen it again.
Have you dusted for prints?
If I find out who they are,